In fact, call now. I'm so confident in this product. Parasol.
Internet.
Free lunch. At an infinite carnival of bargains and deals.
God damn it!
All right. Okay, this was made in 36 hours, and everybody who made this film is here at J-Con tonight. And how many of you are in the room right now? Stand up. Stand up and take a round of applause. And Andrew will be here shortly to address you on the great deals that we have. But yeah, welcome to the panel of doom. I see there's about two or three of you here. That's good. I hope you like ninjas, because here we go. What was that? Okay.
Hey,
I command you. There we go.
Come forward.
That's lesson one.
Your first teaching. Expect the unexpected and trust no one. In coming here for training, you have made a commitment beyond your individual causes. Whether they be political, religious, or purely mercenary. You are now bound by certain codes. You prefer death to capture. And nothing can persuade you to reveal the technique of your training or the location of this place. If you do so, your family, sons, daughters, wives, brothers, sisters, will be killed without regard.
Let's see some more terrifying ninjas. This guy looks pretty badass. Hey, check out his headband. He's a ninja. He's a white guy who's a ninja. Here's another white guy who's a ninja. There is no Naruto parallel here whatsoever.
Why? I am the Red. What do you want? To fight you? What? Gordon, that coward won't accept my challenge.
What kind of names for ninjas are Gordon and Ivan the Red?
I'll drown it out. You're a bad, Gordon, great ninja. No! I'll prove I'm the best.
Huh?
Ninja fight.
Why are they playing porn music for their
fight? All fights go better with porno music. This is from a really bad movie called The Ninja Squad. That was completely pointless. This is a secret ninja technique. Oh!
They have the Dragon Ball Z powering up.
Back.
Yeah. If you're observant, you'll notice the going Super Saiyan powering up sound in the background that plays throughout this whole... Wait, what's he doing? Oh. Oh no, he didn't. We'll be checking in with Ivan the Red later on, several times over the course of this night.
Let me do is going into the Disney Bambi. After just 70 days on sale, the glorious Bambi 2 DVD goes into the Disney vault for 10 years, along with Cinderella 2, Bambi 2002, Bambi 3, The Sleeping Needs Aladdin, Hunchback 6, Air Dog Fuzzy, Rogue One 8, The Prozoids Fight Back, Jungle Book 3.0, Jungle Vlog, and 101 Fallations.
take a seat.
Oh, why don't we go watch another season?
Take a seat, folks.
Song of the South. Oh, nobody wants to see that one anymore.
How bad could it be?
It's the very original version that he only played at parties.
Somebody dies with the name. Needles and Philia.
Oh!
So, it doesn't
know-how, you can burn fire. With carelessness, fire will burn you. Here's another cause for accidents happening while you're playing. For instance, this looks simple, doesn't it? And it was. Until one of the boys decided to jump.
Okay, I see.
Whoops, there he goes. He still seems to be in one piece. He said it was easy. Nothing to it. Tells his friend to jump. But this boy isn't so sure.
Don't do it! You've got so much.
Come on, Mike, don't be afraid. Jump. It's not high. So Mike, not wanting to appear afraid, takes a deep breath and jumps. Unfortunately, he landed the wrong way. His friend is very sorry. But being sorry won't mend a broken leg.
Little children getting hurt. Endless comedy.
So the hospital gets another patient. Jumping from high places isn't smart. And pushing somebody
to be
unexpected can be very dangerous. Walking on picket fences, climbing around old buildings may be fun. But it can also put boys and girls in the hospital. And that isn't so much fun.
Yes, it is.
Here's something else to look out for. Playing in the streets. Ball games are fun, but they should also be safe. That's what playgrounds and schoolyards are for. Or if he keeps his eye on the ball, he can't look out for traffic, too.
Know that Heino usually stands still as a statue. He He's not a funky guy. But the geniuses at the German Comedy Writing Center dreamed something up for him to do. So let's watch this.
Crowd is very unwilling to clap along to Dancing High Note, folks. That's why I never run these. I'm just doing it as an experiment. Experiment failed once again.
So yeah, Hino retired this year.
And oh wait,
that was rare footage. image of a very young Hino, obviously before a wise agent told him to put the shades on and leave them on. Now also, there was a nasty rumor going around that Hino was in fact, you know...
So yeah, Hino retired this year after 40 years of destruction. So there has to be Hino's successors. And so far no one has quite lived up to the task, but I think this guy comes the closest.
Come on, guys. Come a little closer. I'm the reanimator.
Yes, I did buy this, just so I could have this. Thank you, Anna, for turning me on to it. This will also be playing during the Otaku Insomnia, or better. Good old Jeffrey Combs.
Slapped.
Yeah.
Spin kicks!
one man who just won't stay gone, though.
And he was taking a chance.
Since he knows our secret, he has to be killed.
Terry Segori, 6'6" of half-breed fury.
Half-breed fury.
Hard time making friends.
You tell them that you sent you here. How sorry I am, I can no longer be your friend.
Oh, and all the teeth come out.
A street fighter. If you've got to fight, fight dirty.
Expressions of a madman. No wonder this guy got to be in Kill Bill.
I hate punks worse than anything. I would love to see the mob destroyed.
He has to die because of him.
From New Line Cinema, makers of Lord of the Rings. How far they've come. I wonder how they advanced over the years after the Street Fighter. I'll hear something that you show the advancement.
What they can buy, they take. But the Street Fighter's not for sale.
You cannot hold your own even if you have money.
I think you better take this over.
I should remind everyone that this panel is rated R for violence and profanity and boobs. Back when they used to show boobs in movie trailers.
He knows too much, so kill him.
This guy's hair. What is he, Wolverine?
Somebody's got to stop these murders.
There is no stopping. They're all criminals.
The ultimate karate technique is...
Street Fighter's crowd and his friends all want to play with him. But the Street Fighter plays for keys. Watch out for Sonny Chiba. He'll knock you out. Starring the incredible Sonny Chiba, High Action Entertainment from New Line Cinema, coming soon.
All right, seriously this time, folks. Okay, all right, we're done with the Street Fighter. Tits. Bullseye. What kind of what reason is it? Gee, who would have guessed that would ever happen?
Every incredible move brings instant death.
Oh!
fear is real. The love is real.
The breasts are real.
The odds are unbelievable. For the trust in fire.
Special effects. I think Peter Jackson used that one when Gollum fell into the... And it's like, it wasn't enough to shoot the guy. The trap door into the spiked pig. I have never seen a single fight in the street turn into Dragon Ball Z. So how many people here like AMVs?
Yeah.
All right, here's an AMV only without the A, and without the yeah.
The phone number is 15
for a grand.
Oh God! Look at the record. I wonder what the area is. You could solve any of those problems.
No, no, you can't leave. Get back on there. How did that make it in there? And wait, what are those? They just killed that kid. Those children are dead now. Now, do you know about what pie is now?
No!
Maybe this man can explain it to you all.
I'm not ready yet. I can't talk to you all. Just
yes!
Did you guys see the movie?
Yeah.
You guys ready to make a deal, then? Yes! I heard some like chattering in there. I didn't hear any agreement, solid agreement.
We
want a
hoagie.
Yes. You want a hoagie? Not only am I prepared to throw in a hoagie, I'm also, the Coke, you push me to it, I'll throw in the Coke. I'll throw in a deal of chips. I'll throw in a cocktail pickle. But I'm ready to make a deal. Who wants to make a deal with me? Come on.
Show of hands, people.
Blood again? Alright, there's a positive response on that. I need some blood. Someone bring me some blood and I will drink it. It's a first for Daryl Surratt's panel.
Need some random bystander.
Yes, perhaps your blood, sir. Okay. Please harvest your blood. I don't want to touch you.
Now, something sharp.
Get a job. I'll drink your blood. But I don't want to fucking touch you, you piece of shit.
I got a key! It'll take me a minute!
While we're waiting for them to fill up the jar of human blood, we'll watch this. It's a little more sensible than what we just watched.
Did that just say Give Me the Mermaid?
Yes!
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
See how long people keep laughing at this before it just kills them all.
Yeah.
gimme, gimme. I made some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Oh, that's what for.
Where are you going? Doesn't that make so much more sense than the pie video? How many of you guys like 4chan? Well, for the rest of you, I have a very special public service announcement. If you live your entire life, there's just one thing that you should never ever do. If you'd like to spread the message of never dividing by zero, as well as the very first film we ran, you can go to www.lovethisempire.com. They're all available for download. Spread the message. Here's another message that should be spread. Oh, I will.
I don't care about boring mundane science. I much prefer eloquent poetry. Would you like to hear my latest work? I wrote it in honor of the ancient seafaring muse. Cobalt ocean water, zephyrs blow cold in another atmosphere, crush beneath my ear. It's a vision of the future, the very near future.
You might do better with limericks. Our future is derivative. It lacks semiotic cohesion, and I have to spot with you.
Did Optimus Prime just critique this guy's poem by saying it lacked semiotic cohesion? I typed semiotic cohesion into Google. The only results I got were Transformers.
Only we know the religion is just a way of offering grain. Then we'll see if this poetry lacks semiotic cohesion.
And we'll see who's poem lacks semiotic cohesion, Optimus Prime.
Hey, they got blue movies here.
Oh, I hope this is what I haven't seen.
What the heck's this?
Is that Chuck Mangianelli's great uncle? Uh-oh.
Look at that guy!
Ninja!
What's he all doing? Is this for real? Looks like some kind of a thriller.
Insert Michael Jackson joke here.
Oh. Arrow!
Thank you. Oh, this is out of
is that character?
It's Shoko.
Someone I went to school with in Japan.
Yeah, I recognize that ninja. Oh, wait. Never ever. I know just the man, so I offer him advice for it.
Colbert's ball.
Classic surgery!
Let's meet the kids. Michael, Kayla, Elijah, and Erica. Hi, kids! And our experts. Dr. Bernie, Dr. Bob, Dr. Pat, Dr. Adam, Dr. Tracy, and Dr. Scary Steve Buscemi guy. About plastic surgery?
I do. Why is it called plastic surgery?
Maybe because plastic means fake. Everyone thinks
fake. No. Actually, plastic surgery comes from the Greek term plasticos, which is the word for form.
Do you help sick people?
No, not at all. With cosmetic surgery, you're operating on a person that's perfectly well and making them sick in the hopes of making them better.
Surgery that people get?
I do, really, almost everything from head to toe.
Lip augmentation.
Total body contouring.
Breast.
Fat transfer to the buttocks.
And liposuction.
What's that?
Liposuction is when you make a small incision around the area that you want to treat. And then in that small incision, you stick a small little tube and you literally suck out the fat.
That's
what
I want to.
But
why?
A baby, like a bowling ball, coming through the vagina. Three or four of them.
What?
The girls that are bothered by it, women that are bothered by it, it's right here. It's as if they're wearing it on their face.
Labia.
I'm going to keep as much as possible of the labia removed.
Not me. My mommy says everyone is beautiful in their own way.
Not everyone is beautiful in their own way.
You don't want any wrinkles above on the nose. You want to be smooth. Your breasts are too small. You want to look young. Extra tissue or fat around the belly.
Can something bad happen?
Oh, yeah. But the child is going to be painful.
Surgery.
It's an aesthetic thing, you know? Different people have different ideas of what the aesthetic ideal is.
The only thing that's true about beauty is that it's in the eye of the beholder. It's simple. You can't be too rich, too thin, or too tight.
Nose of Brad Pitt.
the chin of George Clooney, and the balls of Stephen Colbert.
We need someone to rescue us from this plastic surgery.
Ninja! Yes! Ninja!
This guy's a plastic surgeon, I guess.
Waiting, watching, beware the eyes that paralyze.
get you to share a living nightmare of the bazaar.
This panel's a living nightmare of the bazaar, folks.
Every woman, don't cross a path unless you're tired of living. Think first color. And on the same thrilling program.
What incredible swordsmanship technique. It's a boomerang.
It's a dual boomerang.
Yeah. I think Sango uses that. That's why these are... I recognize these headbands. No!
Cheer up, emo ninja!
Hey, Scusman!
Subliminal messages.
Tell. Notice that they're fighting in a park. They're fighting in a central park in Kowloon Park. Because they have no sets for this movie, so they just have ninjas fighting out in the middle of a public park. On that note, I think it's time... I think it's time now for a special segment that we like to call Live Action versus Anime.
Yeah!
And for those of you who don't know, maybe you haven't seen a lot of things, but you ever see like when they try and make like live action versions of anime things?
Yeah.
Alright, well, they're usually pretty bad news, and yeah, let's start here. Alright, so here we've got, just as soon as this thing is up.
Don't talk about me!
Alright. So here's Hitler.
I'm the heart of it, or either of it, I'm the heart of it.
We all know about the live action. Oh, wait. Cartoon Network didn't let them show that one. I don't know why. But wait, there's also, there's more than one anime Hitler. Hitler's pretty popular in anime. This is Star Avengers. His name's Captain Hitler, but they couldn't call him Hitler in the dub.
Send someone with courage into the Copernicus laboratories to find the Star Energizer's weak points.
I have already recruited an agent who's perfectly suited for that.
Well, who is it, Fuhrer?
The Sword King, sire.
Captain Fuhrer.
Summoning here, anyone.
That's safe for the kids. Alright, so Ursa Yatsura. Alright, I forgot that one. Yeah, Kikaiver. Show on Adult Swim a few years back. Got this guy who was actually a robot. Had this thing called a conscience circuit. Let him think. And basically every week he transformed and kick some ass with his guitar. I don't think anybody watched the show that was on Adult Swim. It was pretty cool though. He's beating the shit out of robot dogs. And yeah, the live action version is it only seems cool in anime when there's a guy standing on top of some really tall thing.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
about Spider-Man, a movie made, you know, $500 million. But you may not know if there's a live action Spider-Man from Japan. Check out Spider-Man. Go, Spider-Man. Getting the girl, saving the day. Where are you going, Spider-Man?
Ryan Gavigan's jokes, yeah!